Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be talking about the last week of the show, but before we get started, just make sure you check out our blog at www.blogtalk@DivaDaysOfOurLives, and we have a Facebook page at Diva Days, and Carrie the Diva has a fan book page at Diva of Joel. And we're also on Twitter at Diva of Days of Our Lives. And you can find us on iTunes. And we can also on our radio, Blog Talk Radio show, we have all our episodes and all our interviews that we've done. And I think we have Anna here. Anna, are you with us?
Anna.
Hello.
Oh, hello? Oh, okay.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, and we can find you where?
At Coffee Hooch on Twitter.
Okay. And I'm Marianne, and I'm at Mama_Hooch. And Carrie the Diva is at Diva of Dole. And I guess we want to give a shout-out to at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. I think they made it through Hurricane Irma
good.
Down there in Florida. Yeah. I think they were. Without power net, but I don't think they had any problems or damage or anything. But they're doing okay.
Yeah, it's great to hear.
And our friend Jan came through it.
Yeah, she
came through it good. In fact, they never lost power, but she said they had a down fence in their yard and they had tree limbs and everything all over and like a lot of wind and rain, but they didn't really get any water in their house.
Oh, wonderful.
Not a lot
I'm
of
so
damage. But she came.
Didn't.
Yeah, it was this long scary day though, I think, but they came through okay, so we're glad about that. And I guess all the people still in with Hurricane Harvey, you know, I guess hopefully they're all doing okay there, and they a lot of cleanup there.
Yeah.
So I know you have family and friends
still
back in that place back
out.
There
cleaning
yeah,
up and digging
yeah,
out
two,
so,
two place.
Yeah
yeah
pretty
so
bad.
Going on, and also let's see on Twitter. You make sure you follow at Lauren Coslow and at Teo Panglis and at Condre Fans. We're still hoping for Condre. They're having a little bit of a bump in the road in their marriage, in their little relationship. But I saw a little bit of glimmer.
Right now.
What's that?
I said Condre Fans isn't quite sure what to tweet right now.
I don't know. I just like want
to
like smack
like
some heads
to
together, but I don't
know. But I know when they're beating on each other like that, it's kind of hard to tweet anything positive.
All of a sudden, the direction kind of went, and I don't. They kind of was real quick the turnaround there. But we'll have to talk about it. But I kind of saw like there was a little glimmer of hope there, thanks to Abigail.
Yeah.
That there might be a little, change coming. I guess so. But anyway, so there were a lot of good Kate and Andre scenes and Kate and everybody scenes. Actually, Kate had a pretty good week, I would think.
Yeah, she did.
Did you want to talk about some of her scenes, or should we talk about this?
Well, of course.
Or where do you think is a good place to start,
Andre? Let's see.
What's that?
She started out pissed at Andre for trying to sabotage her.
Oh yeah.
What?
She kind of she was pissed at Andre for it was kind of his little way of getting back at her because he wanted her to make her co-CEO and she was telling the board that he was deranged, and she was kind of agreeing with that and kind of trying to and I think he thought that she was trying to take over from they're both accusing each other to Chad that they each wanted the business. Kind of like, she wanted to push you out, she wanted to be in control. No, Andre wanted to do that. So they were kind of both going at that mm-hmm. way. So his way of getting back at her was to expose her having an affair, which I kind of found as
she didn't end up
ridiculous.
That was lame. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty lame.
Did you find that kind of lame?
That aspect. I mean, he could have gotten her on a lot of other things. He could have even outed their fake marriage or something or whatever. But instead, doing that is like,
right.
I mean, why would that be shocking? I mean, maybe if, like, Jennifer Horton or Maggie Horton, but, they always beat up on Kate because she's, like, you know, so much, like, you know, supposedly, I love her. The character is my favorite character. But like, she's just, like,
sleeps,
you know,
with everybody
Kate,
that
Kate
moves
now. Like, Kate, no.
Yeah.
She passed on a few. Come on. Anyway, but it's like, well, she even told
Roman.
This
is Kate
this
we're talking.
Come around. This summer, yeah. She told Roman, no. But, you know. It's one of those things where it was like, really, of all things, that was really kind of funny, I guess, that they picked that. But I think, I guess he was trying to do that to make it public, not because, I guess he thought Salem would care so much, but it would get back to the board, you know.
The board,
and that was
yeah.
a way of,
like a Demira board would care about that, but anyway.
I wonder if we're ever going to see the mysterious Mr. Shin. Anyway, they should cast him.
So then, then Marlene, or Hattie, as Marlena, completely does a turnaround, of course, and that kind of happened at the end of last week. Ships him off to the crazy bin where John and Malena are at. So that's all stewing. And, it just broke my heart. And Kate, of course, he kept saying to Kate, tell them, you know I'm really not crazy. Of course, she didn't. She kind of like, I could have
been thinking, Well,
strangle her.
I know, that hurt my heart too, but it was also kind of karma biting him in the butt right then. But then also, she also was playing along because she thinks this is Marlena that has announced that he is certifiable. And so there's a certain amount of credibility there. Yeah. But I do find it curious. Don't you find it curious if they keep reminding Salem lately about Andre's past bad deeds? Like, for so long before the new writing, which I love the new writing overall so far, but for so, you know, it's like they work so hard, you know, Teo particularly, it seems
to
like it's really hard to make, to redeem him, and the writing was, you know, showing sides of him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like Marlena's like, I'm afraid he'll have to return to the way he killed. Remember the whenever he killed my cousin Trista or niece Trista or whatever, whoever it was. You know, remember Trista, you know, they're reminding the audience of
during that
killed
Salem.
And everything.
Back in the 80s. That was the whole Salem Strangler thing.
So
I don't know why it sounds like Andre might be going to a darker, you know what I mean? They're trying to, foreshadowing?
Like they're trying to remind the audience of that dark side of him.
Yeah.
Because they're making a lot
of... You know, and Andre might like take so much and say, well, everyone thinks I'm crazy, so I might as well go back to being crazy.
Yeah,
so.
But it's like, I've loved that they've made him human and that you can really kind of forget some of that stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's good that the show doesn't erase history, but at the same time, it's nice to not be reminded of it every time, you know. So, anyway, and I think even Kate was listening to that, and it was almost like she was reminded of some of that stuff, I think, a little bit. But anyway, so they carted him off in a straitjacket. And poor guy. And then I forget because I watched Friday's show and then all of this week's show. So I forget between yesterday and today. So I'm not sure what happened what day, but basically,
I think we talked a little bit about
Marlena.
That last week. He thought, John and Marlena couldn't quite believe it, but then he finally figured everything out. So there, and then it came where it started, I guess, the beginning of the week with Hope putting two and two together that it was Hattie. So she went off to find Hattie, and she confronted her in the hotel room. I don't know if you saw that, which I thought were some good scenes between them. And poor Hattie kept saying to Hope, "Don't touch my stuff. Don't touch my stuff."
I know.
She makes you feel for Hattie.
Remember when Roman said, you know, Hattie's, you know, off the wall, but she's not, she would never hurt anybody kind of thing. Remember how he was kind of saying.
And she's easily manipulated,
Hattie,
you know, by Angelica.
Said, you know, she was always so nice and she, you know. So he kind of even, I thought, well, maybe Hattie and Roman have a chance. But anyway.
Well, Hope even said in the hotel. Yeah, and Hope even said to her, Hattie, and she explained to Hope why she did it, to try to get to, you know, because, oh, I know Mr. Roman always
said,
liked
Marlena.
Yeah, well,
maybe if Hattie had come back.
Yeah, why didn't you just try coming back as Hattie? Don't you think Roman would have taken you as Hattie? So there is, I can see the potential if they can redeem her and can find a way for her to get out of this, that they could do the whole Roman-Hattie thing. Deidre could
That'd
have two part. I mean, Hattie could be with. Yeah, that would be interesting, and it would be like seeing Marlena with Roman. In it's kind of would be kind of weird, but kind of different. So that was all, and then
well,
I guess, and then
I
finally
have to
Roman
say,
and Paul
has done a great job of with the story.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Oh, she has, and she's and you can see the difference when she's Marlena, Marlena, and then when she's Hattie pretending to be Marlena, and then when she's just old plain Hattie. So there's three different, you've got to do three different acting things there. And she's done, and you can see the three differences, you know, and she's done a good job.
Definitely.
And then,
talk about Judy later.
Yeah.
We'll talk about like the Bonnie stuff later. But
that's the whole other, whole other thing. Yeah,
we'll follow this. Let's follow this track through first, and then.
Yeah, so like Roman and Paul kind of figured it out too, and they kind of rushed because I think somehow Roman figured out. They both figured it out, and then finally Hattie came clean with Hope, and Hope was trying to call Roman, but it's just. Same time they kind of got there and rescued John and Marlena right before they were going to get the electric shock treatment. I guess they were going to get that. Yeah. So anyway, I guess they said, Marlena said it could erase their memories. Oh, they wouldn't have had memories of each other. How terrible that would have been.
Didn't Stefano have John Black's memories on a disc at one point? I mean, it's not like the first time. And I guess at least he made that comment. He said, it's not like we haven't been through this before, and it's always our love that returns brings us to get back together. So I thought, you know, they actually did it. I'm not even a John and Marlena fan, but I have to admit, I've been engaged in the story. So,
They're good in this story, and then of course they got and Marlena was so nice. She said, "Oh wait, Andre's here too." She told Roman. So he said, "Yeah, we'll have to go get Andre." So
Roman had to get him out of there. It's like, can you imagine? I mean, that's what I always find so funny. It's like they're evil, they're after them all the time, but yet then they could, like, deal with them on a regular basis to, like, oh, we got to get you out of here, buddy. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Not buddy,
like, we know you didn't do anything wrong. This time you're the victim. This time Andre was actually the victim. So then the great scenes with the whole Demera family start after Andre comes home. And right at the end, I think it was he comes in the door, and right before that, Abby, Chad, and Kate are having this whole big conversation, and Kate is still, like, digging on Andre, like, trying to convince Chad that Andre wants to take over the company. He's trying to do this all behind your back, and she's planting all these ideas in Chad, and Chad makes this comment as Andre is coming to the door, something about, I don't think I can ever trust him again. So Andre has this little sad puppy dog face, and it's like, so he comes in and he challenges them all and more or less calls them on all their shit, you know, and also like Kate being and then also comes in and accuses Kate of doing the same thing, trying to, you know, sabotage everything. And And then we have Abigail as the peacemaker, reminding Chad all the help that Andre's done, and Andre really cares for you and wants to be part of the family and blah, blah, blah. So finally she gets kind of as a mediator between Kate and Andre and kind of gets Kate to... Kate saw a little bit of Kate softening up there a little bit. So they, what it all came down to is they have to stick together and... you know, and make sure that the Demir family's running, and you know, so it showed them there on their phones, and they're trying to, you know, make amends
all
to all this.
To,
so,
and they're trying to work
and I
together
found it funny
to
that,
get things straightened out.
Yeah, I found the irony that Abigail is a Horton, and she's only married into the family, and she's the one that's supporting, not his brother supporting him, and of course not his wife, but of course we know that's not really a wife, but. Still, it's like Abigail's the one, and they have that special bond, and I really like that friendship relationship. Yeah. And even with Chad, I don't know, but I noticed it between Billy Flynn and Teo, or as they were acting, it was like when Abigail was trying to get them together, you saw just there wasn't any words between them, but as they were talking, you see Chad like kind of bump him. Like kind of like gave him a little poke in the side, and Andre kind of looked at him and smiled or whatever. So it was just you could kind of see it like that was just between the actors doing that, like, as their characters as Abigail was talking to them, you know. So I thought that was I mean I picked up a little of these different things between them. And then there was the scene where Abby and Chad were talking, and they were getting all lovey-dovey, and you could see Andre in the background on his phone, and you could just see him smiling, like, you know, he liked that whole idea. So so that's where that was with the mirror. Oh, and I have to say, and this, and I take this as a compliment, and Lauren has to take this as a compliment, and you too. Kate, there was one time during that scene, she had this cold look on her face, just that stone-cold, nasty, cold work. Look, she did it so good, and I said, "Look at that!
Yes, she did.
Look at that! Oh my gosh!" When, and it was when she was doing that nasty with not doing the nasty, but that's what them two need to do. That's another thing.
Yeah.
That would solve all their problems. But anyway, she did it so well. So
she did.
If I see her again, I'm going to have to tell her that was. I don't know where that comes from. Does that? but that was good.
Oh, I loved it.
And
I had seen it
tweeted out there by like different people, but like people that I didn't even know, that I don't know, were just saying, "Oh, that look, that cold ice, like the cold ice that she gave, look that she gave Andre and stuff." So anyway, I just had
was
to
that,
mention
was,
that.
Was
I didn't know if you noticed
when they were
or
back,
heard.
Was that back at the when he was doing the press conference thing? Was it then?
No.
Was that the
no,
one you're talking
that was
about?
The last scenes. No, that's the last scenes within the mansion when Andre was like laying into her when he came back.
It. Oh, okay, gotcha.
And,
yeah.
And kind of throwing her under the bus to Chad.
Right. And you're like.
And then she had her comeback.
What are you thinking about? Yeah, they're really good.
I just,
oh my god.
And I think I tweeted out there. I said, will you two just let them two do the get it over and let just do it already? You know, just do it already. Release some of that tension and just do it already.
That's
and, you know,
right.
Be a much, much happier.
They need to
come
take
on.
A limo
anyway.
Ride. Don't you think they need to take a limo ride?
Do the tango again. You know,
or the tango,
you know, vertically and horizontally.
Yeah.
You know, they need to do it. So, anyway. So I wish I could remember. I can't remember word for word what they said to each other, but it was pretty good.
I know, but the
like
lines
zingers,
were great, yeah.
Back and forth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
But I loved it.
So
like,
that's where we are with
the. And they were
DeMiros.
Like the DeMiros were working together as a team. I loved that. Like I love.
Yes,
that
and that's how it ended
the
up. They kind of realized that that's what they have to do. You know, and Abigail was the peacemaker for the three of them,
right.
And got them all to see that. So. I like that. That was good. So
definitely.
So, yeah. And let's. Well, we could segue to the whole. We talked about Hattie, the whole thing with Bonnie. Then we have the opposite. Then we have the other one with her.
Yeah. And that one's still open ended right now. I mean, that one's still.
Yeah.
It's in the process of being
She hasn't really
solved,
been exposed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she kind of has Sheila knowing the secret, and she has Hattie that Hattie and Sheila can both throw her under the bus, but she's been dodging all these bullets.
Oh,
you know,
I know.
Been,
she's pretty good at it.
Yeah, and she's convinced Sheila not to, because she thinks she can get more money to Sheila than Adrian or Justin can. And so, and Adrian's trying to tell Sheila, no, you know, you got to help me, and she won't.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bonnie, as Adrian, convinces Justin, because Hattie made her, to take Hattie's case. So there's all kind of this manipulation going on. Nobody, you know.
I mean, there's a lot of. I really like the way they. Everything is multi-layered now. It's not so open-ended.
It's hard to keep track sometimes,
like,
who is who.
Like
yeah.
I really was having to watch to as, like, Marlena was starting to piece together how Adrian must be involved, but she was trying to figure it out. It was neat how they did that.
Yes.
Like, well, wait a minute. Like, why,
talking
you know, when
John.
Eric came to visit me and Hattie opened up the door,
yes.
that was Adrian's room. Why did Hattie open up the door to Adrian's room? Why were they together? Oh, and they're
and
like,
why
well,
was Adrian
they,
there?
Well, they said, Eric said that they said that, that Marlena was there to do a therapy session since Adrian had just broken up. And of course, they were really Hattie and Bonnie. He just busted in
right.
and busted them.
Right.
And so Marlena recounting to John later saying, but wait a minute, because that was, you know, why were those two together? And we know she wasn't really doing therapy because Hattie could care less about therapy. She's not really a therapist. So there had to have been another reason for why they were in the same room together and partying and doing all that. So, you know, there's definitely like these layers of people figuring out something's going on with Adrian, but they haven't yet. I don't know why no one has said, well, that Bonnie that used to be here, she looks an awful lot like Adrian. I wonder if they, you know, wasn't she in prison? Maybe they got together and they, you know, nobody's gotten to that point yet. So
yeah,
Adrian,
you would think
still,
after Hattie and Marlena went through this, after Marlena went through this with Hattie,
yeah.
that there was a lookalike taking her place. Couldn't there be, wait a minute, there was that girl Bonnie that looked just like, but if you remember back in the day, Bonnie, when Bonnie was on, Adrian wasn't around.
Yeah,
nobody
wasn't on,
ever
yeah.
said
right,
that Bonnie.
Right, right. They never acted
I don't know
like
how
that,
you
yeah.
can explain that history. That history's false there. There's just like, there was just,
well,
it was like Bonnie was Bonnie and that was it. And there was no reference that, oh, you look like Adrian
right,
Kiriakis
right.
because Adrian
right,
Kiriakis hadn't been on the picture, hadn't been in
right.
for a while. So I don't know how they're going to do this.
One of the things that I really like I was saying, everything's like layered and more complex, is you really have to pay attention. Like, you really have, like, to really follow some of it
yes.
in a good way, you have to stay engaged because, you know, even though we know what's going on and we're let into the secrets, it's like watching
right.
the characters piece it together and try to figure it out is really interesting, I think. I think they've done a good job with that of, you know, now, you know, wanting to, you know, I need to go see Adrian and talk with her because something's not, you know, and like all these different people are saying that, oh, you know,
like Brady and
something's
Nicole
a little
too
off.
Noticed it.
Like they were saying, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So, so it's kind of like it's just on a slower track. She's not getting found because, of course, we're still torturing Adrian. She's still in solitary confinement
yes,
in the prison.
Still in jail. Yeah.
So do you want to
yeah,
go
she,
over what happened with Sheila?
Out.
What Sheila did? Sheila got released. The girl that was from TLC, the singing group TLC, T-Boz?
TLC,
T-Boz,
yeah.
T-Bones or Whip-Boos
yeah.
or whatever her name. She's really good. I like her. I like the comic release.
Oh, yeah.
I like
yeah,
her.
She,
I
really, she got I mean, released. And
yeah, she got
yeah.
released.
Oh, yeah.
And then Adrian.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and she come to Justin with the letter from Adrian.
Well, Adrian.
But when she got
her,
there,
can you please? Well, she writes a letter and she says, "Please, you will be so rich. Justin will pay you.
Explaining everything. Yeah.
You know, if you please go and give this to my ex-husband." So she shows up at the mansion. Of course, Adrian has no idea that Bonnie's taken over her life. She has no idea about any of this. So she would have had no way to anticipate
and
that
Sheila
Bonnie would be
no
at the house.
Sheila has no idea either.
And the look on Adrian's face, though, too, when Sheila comes back and says, look, I didn't deliver the letter yet because down Bonnie's. And she's like, what is Bonnie? What? Bonnie, what does she have to do? Oh, yeah, she's living with your man. She's living with your ex-husband. She's at the house. And she's like, oh, my God. That's when she realizes that Bonnie is now impersonating
her. See, that's
her.
The thing. Nobody in Salem realizes there is an Adrian lookalike.
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
So that makes sense. That's why nobody's pieced together, because they have no idea. Now Adrian found out that there is this person that looks like her. So, yeah.
So I like the way the reveals have layers. You know, the reveals have layers too.
Yeah. I love it.
Did you see how, when she was there and they were Sheila was sitting there and then she was dusting the things
the
and then Maggie walked
in. and
Maggie started like, what's going on here? Because the maid isn't dusting, but Adrian is.
And of course, Adrian has to say, I know this is silly, but I was showing her how to care for your beautiful figurines or whatever, which Bonnie really can't stand.
Then she ended up
like to take a...
She ended up breaking one when she heard Hattie was arrested.
she
got all scared she thought Hattie was going
to
rat her out. Yeah. I know.
But, I mean, even the thing, like, and I mean the actors, like Judy's doing a great job with, she's doing the same thing that Dieter is doing. It's like Adrian.
Yes.
You know, Adrian, and then she's Adrian, and then she's Adrian as, you know, Bonnie as Adrian, and then she's Bonnie as Bonnie, you know, it's like your head.
Bonnie is Bonnie, and Bonnie pretended to be Adrian. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole double.
And,
yeah.
And the other thing that I love about this is like that here, you know, Hope and Hattie had a bond. You know, Bonnie and Hattie have a bond. You know, it's neat that there's these, even though they're twisted and weird and like came about in weird ways, like Hope's life and stuff like that in prison. It's cool because it's like there's some female friendships and relationships which we don't always get to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't always emphasize those. Like even when Kate, like when she ran into Bonnie thinking she's Adrian, and she was so upset.
That was a good counter
about Lucas. Oh my gosh, I love
when
the claws came out. You know, if Lucas ever wondered if his mother loved him, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh. It was like,
yeah, but did you hear what Adrian said right back to her? But you fired him?
When he was
at his lowest?
Yeah.
His mother fired him? Don't even, you know what I mean? She's like, that shocked me too.
Of course, the reason she's trying to do tough love.
That mean?
Well, she's trying to do tough love though with him. But I loved how she laid into quote unquote Adrian, which she's really Bonnie.
Yeah.
She says, you know, all that time I was with you when you had cancer and all this stuff, and we became friends and all. So there again, another twist on the female friendship. It was, you know, it was interesting. They brought that history up, and I love how the writers are incorporating even current history, even things that have happened currently. It's like nothing happens in a vacuum anymore. It used to be not just the previous writers, but the times before too. It seemed like, you know, things would like people just wouldn't reference it. They wouldn't even
happened.
You know, that conversation we had 2 weeks ago or whatever, a month ago. Yeah, so I love it that it's, I don't know, it makes it more layered and more complex and more and deeper and all that, I think. So, Adrian's still stuck in prison, and she tried to beat up Sheila because she got so upset. She got all freaked out, and Sheila said she got
solitary.
The girl's never going to get out. And now she knows that Bonnie dumped Lucas, so she's just brokenhearted, thinking, "Oh my gosh, poor Lucas."
Yeah,
is thinks Like, oh my god,
it's bad enough someone's impersonated her
now that
she knows that she broke up with Lucas. And I guess we can talk about, oh my god, we should just give they need to just give Brian the Emmy now.
Brian needs the Emmy.
And I swear to God, if he does not get nominated or
at least
nominated, I am so tired of it. You know, Dave getting like the shaft on stuff. You know, it's always the same damn actor from the
same
damn soap that wins.
This week, he absolutely has been amazing. I mean, he's got a lot of depth to him. There's a TV Insider tweeted out an interview that they did with him, and somebody's shared it with me. So if I mention it to you guys, it is an excellent interview. It's the best interview I've ever seen of him. And I certainly think one of the top ones I've ever read.
Soap Opera Digest, or
it's TV Insider was the name of the Twitter. It was at TV Insider, I think. But I think it was they that tweeted that, and it someone who shared it with me, and today, and I was just blown away. I mean, it talks about his character and what he's going through, and the insight that he has, and. You know, and it's neat. He mentioned how, you know, his very first week on the job, 24 years ago, Lucas was sneaking his mother's alcohol and stuff. And so it's been great that there's been that struggle his whole like time, you know, that they've been true to that, you know, and stuff. But you can see the maturity and the depth that Brian's developed over the years, and the talent, the absolute talent that this man has. He's been so underrated so many times that he can do the comedy. And then when he and Kate have scenes together, like he went over to her house.
Oh,
because he was going to sign some papers, I guess, to get to working again, and thinking he was going to get to working again with her. And he starts drinking the alcohol, the booze that's sitting there while he's waiting for her, and she sees it, and she's trying to do tough love, and she's like, well, you know, she's like, well, there won't be any, you know, she was basically getting on him and saying, you know, he needed to get sober, and then she's like, you know, he's like, I've lost my son, I've lost, you know, and they keep mentioning Will now, if you notice, he's like, you're going to bring up my son. Don't you ever, because she said something like, what would your son think? Think of you? How would Will, I remember
don't
exactly
use my
what she
son.
Said. It was like, how would Will think of you? He looked up to you. How would you think he would feel and seeing his father go do this to his life? And he's like, oh, I can't believe, you know, like basically he was just brokenhearted. I can't believe you would refer to my son in anything less than positive light. And, you know, he was just devastated. And then,
used that against me when he's dead.
So she fires him. But, you know, really she's looking out for him and she's trying to be tough love to get him to straighten up and get back on the wagon. So it's hard for her.
But it just makes it worse.
But then, and then just she cried, you know. And then it's like, oh, I love Kate.
And
I'm
then...
my favorite. Okay. And, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're always good scenes.
The scenes, like, with Ariana and then with the guys at the
wedding.
Yeah. And
then...
Well,
then it gets worse because he runs into Gabby. After Kate fires him, he gets up and he goes and he's
all
drinking.
Drunk.
Gabby's the... Uh-huh. Yeah, he's all drunk. He comes, and he wants her to stay over. Oh, you can come sleep over with, you know, Grandpa, which I have to laugh when Grandpa is like.
Blows my mind, yeah.
Look at Brian and you call him a Grandpa. But anyway.
I know. It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, yeah. And of course, Gabby said, no, you know, she's going to stay, you know, with me or whatever. And she's trying, and she's telling
him, well, that night,
no, you know.
It's Sonny. So now
he's staying with Sonny,
because,
and he says,
yeah.
You're not going to let me see. Okay. Yeah, and he gets worse and worse, and, you know, and so he gets all, and he goes to the church, you know, and as he goes into the church, there is Sonny and Paul and Chad and Abigail planning their wedding. And, oh, man, does he lay into Sonny. Those were some good scenes in the church where he's just like accusing Sonny,
yeah,
more or less Sonny's.
Yeah. And Sonny's like, my mom just broke up with you and broke your heart. But, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know?
My mom and it's your. Yeah, and he's blaming him, the son. He says, now you're not going to let, he thinks it's Sonny too is in on this with Gabby, not letting me see my little girl. And then he brings Will into the conversation, you know, the whole thing with Will. And he's getting on Paul. You're the reason that, you know, these two broke up. And so he's like, he's just letting it all out. And there was some comfort, you know, almost kind of got physical there for a while, and I think then again Abigail I think kind of stepped in, and but then finally I guess they all leave, and then of course
that conversation.
Was there more to the confrontation?
Are you talking about when you left Ariana, or are you talking about when you left the chapel?
He left Ariana, but then he went into the church, and that's when he confronted Sonny and Paul and all of them, and that's when he laid into Sonny and he laid into Paul.
In that interview I was mentioning, he says, I got so into it that I accidentally spit on Paul, on Christopher Sean.
Oh.
And he said,
says,
we're told we can't stop a scene unless absolutely necessary. So he said, like a professional, Christopher Sean just rolled with it. But he said, I felt so bad. He goes, every time I see him, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. It was an accident. He
said,
he got so lost in the scene. Oh, yeah, and he got so lost.
But that makes it realistic. I have to really look at it. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I needed to look for that.
So
I didn't realize. But he did get in his face and was blaming him, you know, for Sonny and Will breaking up. So he was just, he was just like laying it all out on all of them. And so then eventually that's going to let him cool off and they all leave, you know, they all leave the chapel. And he's there like to God, what have I ever done to you? You know, what have I ever done to you? Why have you taken everybody away from me? And blah, blah, and he says, and then you just hear somebody say, Dad, you know, and it, he stands up and he says, oh my God, it's, you know, it's you or whatever. And then you see Will standing there. So now I don't know if we all know Chandler Massey's coming back, but is it right now? Is it really him
right
now?
I think right now it's just
a
vision or whatever. Yeah.
A vision. Yeah, yeah,
well,
and that's what you're, that's,
really,
but most people that doesn't get, you know, anybody watching the show that doesn't know any spoilers, doesn't get online, doesn't know Chandler Massey's coming back, are probably thinking, they're thinking, okay, this is just he came back, but he's got, as a ghost, but eventually, and that's another interesting thing, how they're going to say that he didn't get killed or how he came back to life or what the whole setup was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and another thing, announcement, Robert Scott Wilson is coming back as Ben.
Oh,
good. Did you know that?
Did you see that?
Yes.
I didn't hear about
that.
No. What's the scoop
on
that?
Yes, that's out. Yeah, that's out. Yeah,
oh,
that's
gosh.
Out.
I tweeted
to him too. I think Michael Fairman put it out or somebody put it out.
Oh,
but,
my gosh.
Yeah, so he's coming back as Ben, so it's going to be interesting. And I'm really glad. I really like him.
I love him.
You know, after a Day of Days the other year, he was just so good with this. Yeah, yeah, he's so good. So I guess he's going to be, I don't know if he's still going to be crazy Ben or if they're going to try, but I don't know. They need to keep him crazy because it's, I'm sure he was good too, but he was better as crazy Ben than he was as normal Ben, so. But yeah, so that so he's back. But there's so many people coming back. But he was announcement that hadn't been announced or hinted at before.
Okay. That's cool. Do they know when is he taping? Is he already taping or?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if he's already taping or not. I'm not sure.
Oh,
I get all mixed
excited.
Up like when who's back because now Will's back. So I'm thinking Sammy's not going
to
be too far behind. So. Right?
Yeah.
I would think.
I think what they're doing with the chapel thing, I think it is an aberration because he's drunk and everything.
Right.
But I think it's a precursor for the audience to get to get excited and to get like, oh my gosh, that's the old Will. Oh my gosh, you know. For people who don't,
yeah, maybe
I mean,
he really is
alive.
People,
I mean, it's weird, but like if you ever talk to anybody at the gym or anything about it that knows that watches Days, it's like most of them have no idea what actually, you know, is going on other than what they see on TV.
No,
you know,
a lot of people
and
don't.
So,
nuts
a lot
like
of
we
people
are.
Really don't. They might have been watching their whole lives, but they don't even know the actors' real names. And that, there's nothing wrong with
no.
that.
They're
it's
not into it as
they
much,
just,
right.
They just don't know.
They don't
so
pay
if
attention.
They just saw that, they'd be like, is he a ghost or what? But I think they're doing it as a warm-up, if you will, to him actually appearing. Because also, remember at the Bayview? Remember at Bayview when they got when they took Andre out and everything? At some point, they rolled somebody in who was strapped down in a straitjacket and his hands were moving. And that looked an awful
Which...
lot like Cameron Matthews' hands.
Oh really? I see now that
did you notice
Robert
that?
Scott Wilson's
it
coming back.
A lot like
yeah,
now huh? You should go back and look
now,
at that
well, yeah.
and see what you think.
Yeah, at first I thought it was Will when I saw that the very
yeah.
first time.
Yeah.
But now that they said that Robert Scott Wilson is coming back, I
oh,
thought
oh that could be maybe so.
Maybe it's Ben.
Maybe that's who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah.
Yes. But see, I thought, of course, oh, Will's coming back. I thought, oh, well, he really wasn't dead. Somehow he got put away into that sanitarium all these years.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it still could be
too.
Will.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Makes sense
but then I thought, maybe
Robert
it's crazy
Scott
Ben.
Is crazy, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, was Bayview the same place that Abigail was at when she tried to burn down?
I don't know.
Or was that they a different one? Because at one point she's like, I'll go get Andre or whatever. And I thought, I don't know if you should really go there. Yeah, I thought that was, but she might have been in a different place. I can't remember. But remember, she burned something
yeah.
down.
Yeah, oh, she wanted to go see Andre.
Yeah.
She was all ready
yeah.
To go see him before he got
But I mean, I don't
yeah.
know if it was the same facility that she had been at, because that was kind of funny.
Right.
It was. Anyway, but yeah, there's just so much going on. I mean, there's when you think about it, so many layers. Oh, and I want the blouse that Kate was wearing this week. I was like, I just loved it. It was so flowy.
Okay.
It was very flowy and like blue with the long sleeves and it's kind of very like, I don't know. It just was a pretty color and everything. So anyway.
So what did you think about Eric and Nicole and Brady? Brady is trying so hard not to be jealous.
I know.
But that guy can't. So,
just,
you know, he didn't
I
want
just
her
wish,
working at the
I
Horton
so
Center,
bad.
But he gave in.
I know it's boring when people finally get together, and there always needs to be some, you know, drama, but
I know.
I just love Brady and Nicole. And I mean, I love Eric.
I
but
do.
I
do
really
not
want
like,
I like him
Eric
again.
Anymore. I mean, Eric and Nicole, I do not like them together.
Yeah, I mean, Brady gave up his whole life to go with her on the run, and he's made a lot of sacrifices and loves her so much. And then, like, and then it was kind of weird that she was like, oh, I got my back, now I want to go to work. I'm like, what? And then they kind of made it
more
legitimate that, oh, she's really talented and she's really good and you know at this grant thing
and
she,
they did make
and
a point of the mother guilt there
wanted to give back and that she wanted to give back and that you know so then I was like that's good because it's not like she was going to work full-time or anything but like Brady was like oh you know she's like and yeah I know you think it's because of Eric but it's really because it really makes me feel good she's like got everything I want like I
which
love
I'm
that
sure is true
when
which,
she made up when she made a wish when she made a wish and somebody said what'd you wish for and she said I have everything. What did she say? Because she's like something like, I realized I have everything I ever wanted or something. She says, I used to wish
she's
for
at the place
have a
where
baby.
She's always won.
She said, I always.
And she even said to Holly,
why do
I even want to go back to work? You know, because I've always wanted you. Now I have you. Now she wants to go to work. I'm like, well, but you know what? That's a mother's guilt. That's all.
And that's fine.
We've all
been
there.
I mean, she doesn't need to do it financially. I mean, she's married to a billionaire, but I think they did make
it's
a good point of saying that it gave her value, felt like she was contributing and giving back and helping others, which is great, you know. And so I thought that was good the way they handled that. But
Eric
irritating
now he wants to stay out of her life and just, oh, I'm
but
over
then he has
he's not
that
over
fantasy
her.
That,
and they always run
he
into
has that
each
fantasy
other. I swear he's stalking
her. And all. I know. And then
he's always
the thing of it is, that is his brother. The thing of it is, it is his Mulder's like basically wife, you know? And it's like, I know he's acting like he's trying to stay away from her, but you're right. They always run into each other. And I don't know. I just don't like the way they're ruining the Brady and Nicole thing.
They are.
I know there always has to be drama, but there's ways to have drama and not completely ruin something that you just finally got together, you know, finally.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
We have a caller.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
We'll do that and see. And I think a few more things.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, ladies.
Hey, Jen. Hey, you want to share your Twitter handle before we talk?
Yeah, REXJDK.
JDK. All right. Okay. So, what are your thoughts?
I got a question. Did Days air on Monday?
Yes.
It did not air?
Yes, because it was.
Did it air Monday? Yeah, I think it did.
It was the follow-through. It was the follow-through from Andre going to the sanitarium and Kate and all those guys. Yeah, it did. It aired on Monday.
So I will have to check that out on the site. They aired the names of the 9/11 victims.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They didn't do that here locally, but I can imagine for New York, you know, especially since, you know, it's truly a cool story. And I mean, it's an international story, but it's also a personal story, a local story there.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and
you guys are so right. Brian DeTillo needs to get an Emmy.
Yes. We need to have a campaign. Emmy for 2017, or I guess it'd be 2018. Emmy for DeTillo. Totally.
And they
totally
need to bring Lucas's daughter back, too.
I was going to say they didn't. When he was saying God took everything from me, you took Will, you took my son, you took
Has a
Adrian.
Daughter.
I'm like, I was going to say he has Allie. Oh,
no, but
remember Allie?
No, he doesn't know where she is. Sammy took her away.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize that. Okay,
that last week.
Gotcha.
He doesn't know where she is.
Okay, I missed that part because I watched last Friday because I didn't get to see it, and then I watched all of this week. So I still had some episodes last week that I didn't get to, so that must have been when that was said.
I wonder when Sammy comes back if she'd bring the kids back and how old they would be if they would come back. But, you know, Johnny, Sydney, and Allie. But I don't know. I have never heard that they're going to bring them back.
Probably wouldn't be the same actors.
No, it'd be older, too, but I just didn't know how old they would make them. Mm-hmm.
Well, we need a teen set.
Because those other ones are getting out of their teens. What are they, like 19 or 20 now? Like Claire and Theo and all them?
Yeah.
They're like 19, 20 or something.
That's true.
So what do you think about Claire using Trip to make Theo jealous? I guess it worked.
I kind of fast forward to that.
What's that?
I just take them. I fast forwarded to them.
Yeah. It's not my favorite, probably the least favorite storyline.
Yeah.
I
mean,
so,
I
especially
love
Especially it's the hint that he's leaving, so I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Why? And Eli
left. Has anyone heard why the actor is leaving?
I don't know.
I'm really sad about
that. I don't know.
That.
If it hurt anything more other than what was supposedly he tweeted.
Because he's only been there a couple of years, too, because when we did press at Day of Days, you and I were there 2 years ago, he was there.
They were just coming on then.
And he was there. He was just coming in, so he didn't actually participate, but he was there. So he's only been there 2 years.
Right.
Most of the time they sign 4-year contracts with the movie. So I don't know. I wonder if something happened or what. I don't know. But he's so good. He's just so good at what he – I just love him. But I'm really pretty bummed about that.
Claire could still do without her.
I know you fast forward a lot of this, but I like Trip, though. And I guess Tripp gave his donated his inheritance from Ava away to the hospital. And so, of course, now he needs roommates because he's poor.
Yep.
Anyway, that makes a lot of sense. Anyway, but that was good that he handled it that way, you know. Do you think Tripp is going to be, when Sierra comes back, do you think they're setting it up for her? He's going to be like,
that triangle.
When she comes in? Yeah.
Tripp,
that's what I'm thinking.
Sierra, and Claire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. That's what
do
I
you think
thinking.
Eli's going to be the new commissioner?
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that. Oh.
Yeah, they need a new commissioner. Because
they made a mention that
we need a new commissioner.
If they do that, then Rafe's going to be pissed because Rafe was also at the FBI and Rafe has seniority over Eli.
Or Hope to be the new commissioner. They could make Hope the commissioner,
true.
Too. I was thinking that.
That's true. Because did you notice how when Hope, you might have fast forward to this part too, but when Hope and Rafe were in bed together, it's sad because I think, how could two very attractive people have so little,
and she doesn't, and she's given that, I don't want to get married, I'll be engaged, but I don't want to set a date yet. Hope, because you really don't want to marry this guy, do you?
Yeah, right. But anyway, I don't know what she's going on there.
Because Bo could very well be alive out there somewhere. Everybody's coming back from the dead.
Even though he died of a disease. But, So anyway, but she said something. Or no, Rafe was really dogging Eli, because Gabby could have been shot when he rescued her and everything.
Right. That's why he got fired.
So, so they're setting up that animosity between Eli and Rafe. So maybe they would make Eli the commissioner. I don't know. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. That would piss off some people probably. But my one thing is if he becomes commissioner, he is required not to wear a uniform. Better yet, nothing on from the chest.
Because
we did get some nice extended chest scenes this week from Eli. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to see if I could sign up for some of his self-defense classes.
Julie walks in. Good old Julie.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's kind of made amends with Gabby a little bit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She was kind of like, yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. She told Eli, whatever makes him happy makes her happy.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I just love that guy. I mean, I like him even not even just as a sex object.
terrible,
isn't it? But I mean,
he's a good actor,
and he's got a lot of appeal. Just even in scenes where he's not being sexy, a likability, yes, definitely,
yes.
And enhanced only by.
And I like him with Gabby. I like him with Gabby.
I do too. They're adorable.
Better than Chad.
Oh my gosh, they're hot.
Mm-hmm.
They're really cute together.
I like him with Lanny though.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
like him and Lanny. Yeah, better than JJ and.
Yeah.
I like JJ and
JJ
Gabby
then?
Too. Better. Poor JJ.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody wants JJ. I like JJ and Gabby. I did like JJ and Gabby. I don't like Lanny and JJ. I don't like
him. No. She seems too mature for him.
Yeah, she does. She does. Yeah. Yeah, she's kind of growing on me, too. I wasn't a fan at first, but.
Yeah.
I have to say I was pretty much a fan from the beginning.
What, Lanny?
Like, No, Eli.
Eli. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I liked Eli from the beginning. Him and
Lanny's.
Oh no,
Lanny started growing on me a little bit after a while.
Yeah,
I didn't like her
at first. No.
Yeah.
No. There's some characters you liked from the beginning, like Tripp. Instantly liked him as soon as from the very beginning. Eli was another one. And then other ones they have to go. Some of them just have to grow on you a long time. Some of them.
Yeah, like Ben.
But, yeah.
Ben,
yes.
I want him to
Gabby
stay.
Gabby, too. I didn't really care for Gabby at the beginning either, really too much, but yeah. Yeah, Ben, definitely.
Do you think that mysterious patient can be Tony, maybe?
What's that? Say that again.
Do you think the mysterious patient could be Tony?
No, it doesn't look like
Tony. Oh, you never know.
I mean, personally.
I don't know.
It looked
like younger,
like,
maybe?
It looked more like Chandler Massey or maybe Ben, but really I'm thinking Chandler Massey. But I could be wrong.
I have to go back and look.
Yeah. I hadn't even thought of Ben because I didn't know he was coming back. But I would say his features, from what we saw, definitely looked more like what I would expect Chandler Massey's hands and stuff to look like, maybe. So, but
I don't know. You never know who'll come back. You know, he likes these doppelgangers, and you have all these lookalikes. You know, Kristen coming back, she had lookalikes.
Yeah,
you have Tony
of them.
And Andre. What's that? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, four of them. Yeah. So, or who knows? It could be. I had heard somewhere it could be a completely different Kristen. Eileen Davidson might come back as a completely different character, too. So there's always that possibility.
Yeah.
You know that. Oh, look, she looks like Kristen. This is another somebody else that looks like Kristen.
Question: wasn't Lucas around when Bonnie was on the show?
Was Kristen around?
No, was Lucas around when Bonnie was on the show?
Oh, Lucas. Oh, boy. I don't know. Because Bonnie was around with that whole Mickey and Maggie, right? And that Bart was still on. Bart was on, right?
Yeah, but
I don't know.
She was mother in the early 2000s. And Lucas was still on the show then.
Oh, okay.
I think he'd notice.
Okay, so that was what wanted. Yeah, and he would have. I guess he would have known Adrian too.
Yeah,
I don't know. There should be some. You have to go back and research that.
Yeah, because that was Lucas when Will was born.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. Oh, have we covered everything?
Think so.
I'm trying to think of any other. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
This feels more like
there's a lot going on.
Sweeps month usually does.
Yeah.
But it's not a sweeps month, right? Or is it July, November?
What is it? February?
And May.
May?
Yep.
I don't know. Is there any other ones? Just February and May?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No,
December?
February, May, July, and November.
November.
At least four times a year.
November.
Right?
Usually in November.
Yeah.
November sweeps. That sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's
February
in a couple
sweeps.
Of months. So probably a lot will happen
sweeps,
in a couple of months.
And July sweeps.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I mean, lots of stuff, lots of different angles and plot twists and just good stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really impressed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to.
Yeah, it's a whole different days for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think having Sherry Anderson back and everything. Oh my gosh, I'm sure that's making a huge difference too. And also keeping Ryan Kwan, since he's been with the show for a long time and actually is a fan of the show and watched it for all those years. So I think having those two resources coming from completely different angles and completely different experiences. I mean, Sherry was there when they were creating the Demiras and creating the Super Couples and all that. But it's great because she has a history. The only thing I'm really not happy with is it's obvious they're going to break up Lucas and Adrian. And I love Lucas and Adrian together. So I'm kind of upset about that. But oh, well. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love seeing Wally anytime I can. He's adorable, no matter where he is or what he's doing. If he's either a hustle or on. But anyway, so, but yeah, I can't.
And it's when Sheila came back and she was saying about Adrian said about Justin's hot, and she says, you know, you're right, he is hot.
yeah,
that was funny. Yeah, he is hot.
That was cute. So.
Yeah.
She called him Dimples.
All right.
I remember.
Dimples. Yeah, Dimples Kiriakis.
At one point. Okay, guys.
He does
guys.
Have the cute dimples for sure.
Yeah,
okay.
So we'll guess we'll see what happens this
all
week.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right.
Okay.
Great talking with
Thanks
you guys.
Thanks again, everyone.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.